I'm Marco Werman with The World, and hit it, Bruce. General Motors is hoping that luxury car buyers in China love Cadillacs as much as Bruce Springsteen did. GM is getting ready to unveil a new luxury sedan designed specifically with Chinese consumers in mind. Same with Ford. They're reintroducing the Lincoln Continental in part because of the Chinese market. We asked John Stoll to explain why this is happening. He's the Detroit bureau chief for the Wall Street Journal.
It's maybe a stereotype at this point, but for a long time what the automakers have found is that Chinese luxury buyers, when you get up to a certain class of buyer, they like to be driven more than they like to drive. And that means they need a spacious, well-appointed back seat, you know, reclining as if they were in a first-class cabin, room to put more than just a cup of coffee. In fact, the new Continental has room for a bottle of champagne if that's what you want, you know, while you're driving.
You mean not like
Beijing.
A coffee cup holder, but a champagne bottle holder?
That's right. Yeah, and this is following the Germans. The Germans have been very careful to make sure that it's an experience in the backseat. Now, you know, when you're sitting there and you're doing business or you're traveling across country, whatever it is you're doing, there is this expectation that I'm essentially in my own airliner, for better or worse. I mean, that's kind of been the equivalence right now. And so, yeah, you know, Mercedes has gotten ahead of this. General Motors and Ford are taking their cues from the Germans.
Well, we've been hearing about the shrinking Chinese economy. Are GM
right.
and Ford not thinking about the possibility that maybe there won't be that many people to buy these luxury cars in a few years?
Well, right. The outlook for the Chinese auto market is growth, but lower growth. So we're not talking about the big, you know, double-digit growth that we've seen for a long time. We're talking about a growth rate that may be more like 5%. That's still pretty good when the global sales are maybe 3%. So it's outperforming the global market. What's important about that growth is so much of that is seen coming from the higher end and a preference for non-Chinese brands.
So the Cadillac and the new Lincoln Continental, the kind of retweaked for the Chinese market, have you seen either of these?
I have. I've sat in the Lincoln and had a pretty nice deep dive on the CT6, which is the Cadillac. They're two different executions. The Cadillac story has been a lot about performance. Think BMW in an American sort of, you know, suit. With a bigger car now, they'd like to have the mix of performance and ride and handling. Not quite the bouncy Cadillac DeVilles that we probably remember from the 1970s and 80s, but not quite the taut driving machines that BMW is well known for. So they're trying to get a little bit more comfort into the scene. The Lincoln Continental is interesting. I grew up in the, you know, backseat of a Lincoln while my mom drove me to school every day. Huh. We had Lincoln Continentals. And I sat in the back of this new one, and I'll tell you, it feels a lot like where they were going with the Lincolns before Lincoln kind of lost its mojo in the 1980s.
And where were they going? Kind of
they had
cushy
chrome,
seats, way down low.
Yeah, exactly. Plush, chrome. They've taken it to the next level. They've got really high-tech features in this thing, such as you hit a button and the windows can automatically frost. And so it gives a level of privacy to especially the person in the back seat who may be better known. What Lincoln says they're going to do is create a whole new platform, one platform for the entire world, and it's really customized for China, and then they go from there. So the American buyer is experiencing more what the Chinese buyer wants versus it being the other way around.
John Stoll is the Detroit bureau chief for the Wall Street Journal. Thanks very much.
You bet, anytime.